Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show alongside Greg. I'm Craig. I want to start off today with, even if you're not a sports person, you probably have heard the name Hank Aaron, Henry Aaron, home run king for Major League Baseball. I love this this quote from him. He says, guessing what the pitcher is going to throw is 80% of being a successful hitter. The other 20% is just execution. 80%, got to know, like, have a good idea of what the pitcher is going to throw, and then you have to be able to get the bat around to the right spot to be able to make the contact. What do you have, 755 homers? Or,
and you know, he wasn't a big guy.
No, he wasn't.
So clearly his execution, his performance, he had it dialed in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So intuition, that's part of it. And then we got the execution. You got to be able to swing the bat and connect. So let's talk about intuition first. Are you just born with it?
I think some are. But I think most of life's lessons gives you really good intuition. Like, okay, I tried that. I'm not trying that again. Or, I once believed that, but I've been proven wrong, you know. Yep. But intuition is not a gut like fat, but it's a gut thing, like, oh. And I think a lot of that goes through filters. One, you have to have the skill set to do it, and then sometimes the experience of, I'm going to put that through this little filter and see what my intuition says. And you have good intuition. I'm okay with it. I think in our notes we were chatting, laughing about, I think God just had a really humorous position. We're going to give women intuition.
Yeah, we do talk about women's intuition, right? Not a men's intuition.
Exactly. I'm like, well, that's because some men are, you know, so you did that again, huh? Right. Said, did you not learn your lesson? And the woman's like,
no.
I've been sitting here waiting for him to learn his lesson. Right. You know, yeah. And it's not about home. It's business, leadership, yeah. Nonprofits, schools, whatever. But intuition, I think, is hard to...
Yeah,
measure, you know,
it's like, sure is.
And then do we keep score on it? Like, yeah. Well, Craig's intuition, he's like 7 for 10. You know, Greg's, he's 3 for 10. Oof, you know.
Well, I think that if you pay attention, like sometimes, you know, you'll hear people say after the fact, they'll go, oh, I kind of thought that it might have happened that way. Well, good, remember that. Because I think that, yes. You know, if you, like you said, the gut, you're like, I just kind of feel and then when it actually comes about, then that's where you need to take note. Okay, so maybe that's an area where I am intuitive. Because I think that sometimes, now, like I know I've learned, and I don't know, maybe you have this experience as well, but the women in my life, for me, have been very intuitive about other people. Like, especially like a warning sign, like, there's something, yeah. I would be very careful about that relationship.
You know? It's a little fishy.
Yeah, don't hire that person, or don't get too connected with her, because I just, you know, they can't tell you why. It's just, and sure enough, like, they almost always have been correct. So, like, I have learned to pay attention to that when they're going, time out on that one, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know that there's some other areas where I'm intuitive, and I'll say, you know, like, I think that a good decision here would be this, and maybe I've kept it to myself. Mm-hmm. And then you say, oh, actually, that did turn out to be the right way. So I think you can learn to dial that intuition in and lean on it a little bit more if you're willing to pay attention, go, yeah, that is the choice that I probably, you know, I thought that we should go that way, and it turns out that was the best.
What are your thoughts about naturally intuitive and then someone who doesn't grow in intuitive? So they could have it,
sure,
but if they don't practice it, apply it, or they're just blinded,
I think it's like that with, I mean, any gift that you have, if you're not using it, it's gonna atrophy. I'm gonna guess, I mean, I don't get, I've got some friends that are like really into statistics, and they can tell you, like, you and I have an acquaintance that he'll be like, hey, yeah, the starting five for the 1977 Detroit Pistons. What? you know, and they like rattle that off. Yeah, you had this guy at the center, and you had, okay, whatever. I don't have the capacity for that. But I'm going to guess if we had a statistician tell us about Hank Aaron, I bet you he didn't start off hitting all those home runs year one.
Right.
So when he says, you know, it's 80% of figuring out what the hitter's going to, or the batter's, or the pitcher's going to throw to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had to learn that a little bit. He had to get a few at-bats under his belt, and then he probably did, like, oh, yep, I see now why he threw a curve there. I get that. And so next time I'm going to be more aware, and then that 20%, now I have to be able to time my swing to hit that curve.
Right. I wonder, maybe two things added to that quote from Homer and Hank. One might be studied.
Sure.
You're studying a pitcher.
Yep.
What'd they do the last five games? Was cold weather. He really stuck with his fastball and his changeup. He didn't do the curveball. Deep in the count, deep in the game, he's probably starting off with a curveball because his arm's getting tired. So some study.
Sure.
Yep. And then I think one of the things that, you know, maybe he's referring to is an application of something. You're going to apply experience. You know, oh, he got me fishing the last time I faced him 3 weeks ago, and I'm not going to do it. So you apply some things, or you anticipate. And so I think as leaders, that's one of our main goals, is to anticipate.
Yep.
You know, budget crisis, talent issues, we just don't have enough, or we lost a big client, or competition, the marketplace is changing. And sometimes, you know, we do put our head in the sand a little bit, but I wonder where that anticipation,
yep,
sort of teeing it up, pun intended, for baseball.
Sure.
What would you suggest? I mean, Hank is a baseball story, but sure, for leaders, you know, whether it's nonprofit or schools or businesses, what would you say?
Well, I like to read histories of like areas that I'm going to be involved in. So, you know, it could be leadership. It could be, you know, something more specific to an industry.
Sure.
But to look back and say, because, you know, think about, you've probably heard these quotes before where, like, when the computer's first coming out, somebody from IBM, you know, is like, oh man, personal computers, what is, like, two people in the world going to want those? You know, so it's kind of fun to look back at some mm-hmm. things in history and say, okay, your intuition was wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but why was it wrong? Or to look at some people that are they got it right. They were saying, I think this, and you go, okay, they were right. They were ahead of the curve on that thing. How did they get to that spot? So I think that letting other people help you learn. And so you kind of really hit on that even in your baseball thing, is like, Hank Aaron wasn't just thinking about what pitchers were throwing to me, but he's looking at the guy who's up to bat right now and watching that same pitcher and going, huh, okay, he's, look at those pitches. So when you're studying those things,
right,
I think that it does help you grow your level of intuition.
I wonder, for all of us in leadership, for our audience, including us, maybe we kind of go through our day without really taking a record of it. You know, like, hey, I made a couple decisions today. 40% were because they're similar decisions, or they're of like kind of previous seasons, sure, or whatever. About 60% of my thing today were kind of brand new problems.
Yep.
And we had an episode on adversity, so problems are going to hit us, you know, for leadership. But I wonder about, maybe it's not slowing down, like, to take account, like, sure, oh, that was a good decision. I went to Mary too, and, you know, she kind of confirmed my intuition. Yep.
Oh, that's really good.
That's helpful, you know, yes, because you don't have to be the, you know, lone person on the top of a mountain. You want to be in your team with your group, you know, and then, you know, Mary, maybe even publicly, you know, like, hey, Mary, thanks for kind of steering the intuition. That was really good advice. I'm glad we didn't go with that route.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, cool. And so that's developing the leaders too. So intuition can kind of be a lesson for us to develop others.
Sure.
What's maybe you want to, like a humorous one. You probably got a couple up your sleeve. Do you have an intuition story where I was like, woof, that was costly, and he did it again, you know? Okay.
Yeah. You know, I hate to say, cause you know, you don't want to be, when it comes to people, you don't want to be cynical about people, you know, and you're like going, oh, I bet you that they're going to do that, you know, stupid thing again.
Right.
But it's more of along the lines of where I've said, okay, if he does it again, what could the fallout be? How could we mitigate that and have some things in place so that, you know, if it does happen, yep, okay, we can slide this thing right in here. And mm-hmm. and I've had both ways where I've had it where, yep, I hate to be cynical, but I kind of saw the writing on the wall. Yeah. I kind of had that intuition. And so we've got something in place. And I think that that's kind of that other part of what Hank Aaron said. It's 80% is intuition, like knowing where, what kind of pitch the batter is going to throw.
Likelihood, percentages.
Right? What kind of situation am I going to run into in my business? But then the other one is, okay, I got to actually swing the bat here and make connections. So it's one thing to go, oh, I bet this is going to happen. Ooh, yep, it happened. Yeah, but you just let it go right past you, and it's a you struck out.
Yeah,
without the bat ever getting off your shoulder. So, you know, as leaders in whatever industry we're in, we say, okay, it looks, I can tell that this is coming. How am I going to be able to swing and connect that execution? I mean, because after all, intuition without execution, what is it?
It's not proven.
Right. You can just say that. Oh, I knew that. So what? What did you do with it?
Exactly. Yeah. I think for my observation of others with intuition, and certainly mine, I've learned more to ask others. Just like, what's your gut on this?
Yep.
I think we should buy it. All right. So if we got to explain it to the rest of our partners or teammates, whatever, how do we defend this decision?
Right.
Well, right now we're deficient in technology, and so this would help our salespeople or our customer service people, whatever, using that example. I have probably learned the hard way to ask others.
Sure.
Just for myself. Yep. Doesn't mean that others couldn't have great intuition and lead the parade with their intuition skills. I just have learned, I'm better in other areas. I might just run it by someone who bats pretty high.
Yep.
You know, they're putting the bat on the ball. Their execution's excellent. What do you think of this? And it has probably saved me some anguish, you know, and probably I would say have elevated other people to say, wow, you know, they need my skill sets.
Yep.
And how cool is that? Isn't kind of our leadership. But I think the intuition, I laugh with you again. God just gave women better intuition. And you're right with, you know, they can kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'd go in business with them. Oh, no, it's a great idea. And then you find out.
No,
he's done 7 bankruptcies. I would probably, but it's just more of a feel. Oh, yeah, I kind of like, you know, I like the guy. You know, it's all good. And then, you know, someone will point out, like, I would stay away. Oh, really? You know, and then you're like, whoa, I wish I'd have known that before I even met for lunch.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Execution. So, you know, Hank talks about, you know, I got to put the bat on the ball. How important is execution to intuition for you?
Well, yeah, again, I mean, I think, you know, I know Hank said it's 80-20. I'm not going to dispute him. I mean, he has 700 home runs, so he knows what he's doing. But
you didn't do that in high school?
I did not do that.
Wiffle ball?
Not even that many times.
Computer game?
I would almost make it like 50-50, I think, for me, at least my personal experience.
Okay.
I think that it's like going, okay, this is what I think we need to do, and then actually following through and coming That's up with a good. Plan to do it. Because otherwise, you know, you're like, I've worked with some people where, hold up for a second. Wait, why are you doing that? We just have to. But what do you mean you have to? It's... why you know, I need a why behind here, and not just we have to. So I think that's the one that where I've learned is like saying, okay, I'm going to do this because, mm-hmm. and now here's the plan that I'm going to put into place because, and have a reason behind it, because when the going gets tough, I need to know why I decided to do that.
Yeah. I've made a lot of good decisions. I've made plenty that didn't pan out. I would say for me, Craig, most of the time, if they were good decisions, I probably got input from someone else.
Yep.
And
I would say same for me.
I mean, yep. Other decisions, other things, you know, that didn't require intuition, you know, creativity, I would just run with it. Or, you know, a marketing campaign or, you know, customer service, you know, habits. I don't need intuition for that. Maybe their experiences, but I think most of my successful intuitions that were executed well, probably because I got some other input, you know, could be from the mentor at my company, mm-hmm. could have been from a teammate who was going to be with me during, you know, this presentation or this meeting. And I've learned to rely on them a little more in the intuition. Now the execution might be all on me.
Sure.
And that's kind of being in a leadership role, but sure. I wonder about execution. I'll go with this. I've been around enough people that have been told you so's. So that's a negative on the intuition side. Yeah, but if I watch the, you know, told you so's, they're not doing much.
No. Or the ones that tell you this, well, I knew that that was going to happen. You did, but you didn't say anything up front.
Exactly. Like, couldn't you just save me some embarrassment? Yeah. I went up here and said the wrong thing. You know, I think the told you so's, I've had to really be purposeful because they're not executors.
No.
You know, they're, like I said, it's really easy to, you know, be a critic, and it's very tough to be a positive, you know, like an encourager. And, but if they had that, you know, like I could have told you that. I know you could have. Would you do that next time for me, please? You know, or for the company, or, you know, if you'd like to have a job here, will you do that? Yeah, you know, absolutely. Just teasing, you know. Right. But execution for me, it's done different.
Sure.
Intuition, you know, we would all agree, like, it's kind of a feel, a gut, you know, through a filter that maybe you've had some experiences. Execution, though, you shoot a basketball well, but you shoot a little differently than I do. Still goes in the hoop. Sometimes might hit the rim. Yours goes through and swishes, but kind of a March Madness
screen
plug.
Music.
Yeah. But I think execution, we have to allow different leaders, different people on our team to do it their way.
Sure.
But once that intuition's agreed upon, you know, then one of us have to do it. So,
What do you think about somebody who really can't articulate their intuition? So they say to you, hey, boss, I don't think we should do this. And you say, well, why not? Because everybody else says it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why we shouldn't. It just doesn't feel like that's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes to go, okay, I almost want some data to back this thing up. Not just, I don't feel like
data. Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially. Let's use that scenario, that fable story, you know, of a person. I can't really tell you. If they do that all the time, I might discount their intuition point.
Sure.
But on a rare occasion, they bring it up. Like, I don't got any data on this one, but I would avoid this. On an occasion, okay, I'm listening.
Yep.
I'm probably going to apply and say, let's table that a minute. One who always does it,
that's good. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, always a naysayer, always a second guesser.
Right.
But the execution, I think my hardest one was you made a good decision, and then your execution, your implementation was okay.
Yeah.
But that's got to be them.
Sure.
You know, their style is going to be different than maybe our style.
Right.
And giving people, I know it's hard, you know, like you're letting go of control. Like, okay, you're going to make that choice as, you know, you're buying new computers in the car. You're good with this like that. You've done your research. Yep. I'm not going to go with that vendor because I did a lot of research and that vendor wasn't super at follow through. So I don't want the headache. All right, go for it. I mean, if they can explain it,
sure.
They know something, you know, they maybe even a stat, a data, or, you know, maybe a testimonial or, you know, I think that's really important for us to listen as we lead. We're really serving.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I love empowering people. What do you think? I don't know. You make the decision. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. This.
This
affects you too.
I am going to make the decision ultimately.
Yeah.
But I still want your gut on this. You know, yeah. What are you feeling? What are you,
Yeah. I find it to be soft tissue for a lot of people.
Sure.
You know, like they can't really tell you why. But then if they did give you good advice, like I wouldn't go with that vendor, I would go with this, or I'd hire that guy over that guy, or that lady is amazing, whatever. And you have some home runs on decisions from them.
Sure.
It's pretty easy to say, what do you think we should do? I think we should do, I agree with you. I mean, I don't need to be the intuition guy.
Right, and I think it's fair to say sometimes like, hey, I've got it narrowed down to these two things and it doesn't really matter to me. Yeah. And then say to somebody else, you know, what do you think? And they're like, well, my gut says mm-hmm. this option. Okay, great. Let's do that.
So one thing I'd like to add before we kind of rally here, culturally, we probably need to make it okay to make an intuitive or an intuition mistake. Execution's coachable.
Yes.
Intuition, I wish not to squash.
Yeah.
And if it's not safe, we're probably going to get that. Well, I didn't want to bring it up because you were heck bent on doing it, so I wasn't going to get in your way.
Right.
Oh, sorry about that, Bill. Bill, the next time I have this situation, would you join me or actually, right. you know, run the interference on this? Why do you think that is?
I don't, you know, again, it's, I could see myself doing that when I was younger.
Oh, true.
I know what I'm supposed to do here.
Yeah. You know, just got this all figured out.
I'm just going to plow right ahead.
Yeah. And you plow right into a wall like right, I have
and,
done.
And then you're like, oh man, that hurt. I don't want to do that one again.
Yeah.
Hey, what was your advice? Cause I don't think I listened last time.
Maybe that's what I learned is early on. I'm like, there's a lot of bad decisions and I didn't have my intuition. So I'm going to find someone who has good intuition because, and then implementation or execution. Yeah. That kind of varies on personality and maybe what department they're in. And that's fine. I remember growing up, my mom was a white glover. I don't know if your mom was a white glover, but maybe your dad was a white glover, but sorry about that. Didn't mean to say that. Can you scratch that? Our executive producer, we have to come up with a good nickname too. We're working on it. I need more Mountain Dew. So my white glover mom would say, can you vacuum the basement and dust the... So they had glass tables, which I...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Despise glass tables. So you put, a pop down and you didn't have a coaster and now the whole thing's got to be washed. I mean, I went through bottles of Windex because my mom wasn't happy with the glass tables. So I said to my dad, I says, here's $200. Buy another table. I am done Windexing this glass table. He goes, that's a good idea. I don't like it either. And so we bought it and hey, the glass broke. Oh, where's the shards? Oh, we've cleaned it up good. But my mom would, you don't vacuum the way I do.
Okay.
No, because I don't care.
Right.
I mean, we're just trying to get dust
you
out.
Vacuum it. Right.
Well, and I did say that on occasion. And
how'd that go?
Well, it got a little hot on the rear end. You know, I'll just go with that. That wasn't because of baked beans or anything. But I think for my mom, hers was, I do it a certain way and you got to do it that way.
Sure.
That's a real big caution for us in leadership or even for the audiences. Let them implement, execute their way. Otherwise, just do it yourself. You have a team of one.
Especially with intuition. Intuition is never going to be...
No.
Your intuition is going to be totally different than mine. You know, so you can't say, I want you to feel it the way that I feel it. You know,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
I mean, I'm a clean person. I'm just not a white glover.
Sure.
And I think, you know, my mom was hoping my sister, I would be a white glover. And both of us don't wear gloves at all. We don't really worry about it. Someone comes over and they say, oh, you know, I saw a little dust on your mantle. Well, good for you. Then sit down. Don't look there.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask you to sit on the mantle.
Right. Who's telling you to go over there?
Exactly.
Right.
Keep your nose to yourself, you know. As we're wrapping up, I just looked up four reasons why most of us maybe are inconsistent on executing. It's not that we don't have the skill set. Maybe we just don't finish it.
Sure.
You know, well, fear of failure would be one. That'd be what I didn't even like vacuuming because I was failing anyway. My mom would come down and you missed a spot. No one walks there. It's behind the table. I mean, I don't, you know, anyway, sorry, mom. And perfectionism. That's a very tough one for execution. Like, well, I don't know if I have enough data yet.
Right.
Or I hope it goes, I'm going to wait till I know it's perfect timing. Well, there is no such thing.
Right.
So I think perfectionism is one other thing that I kind of found that's a pretty good reason for ineffective execution, you know, inconsistent, whatever.
Sure.
Clarity, like, okay, mom, I'm going to do the table. Well, I don't want any streaks. It's Windex, mom. It's going to leave a streak. But at least it doesn't have dust or a cup spot, you know. And then I think the last one, just the motivation, or it's just not a priority.
Sure.
And that's where our culture has to really promote. That's good intuition. Now let's implement that or execute that. Right. And then what we can really judge is the execution. It's hard to judge or evaluate would be a better word. Like intuition. I don't know if I could really evaluate intuition. You could keep score.
Yeah, after the fact, maybe you can.
But, well, hindsight is 20/20, and you know, that's a great philosopher. But I think those four really resonated with me, Craig.
Yep.
And as I was going through it, perfectionism wasn't, but fear of failure, I hate failing. I want to win all the time, just like you, you know, competitiveness. Clarity, I mean, if I don't know what was expected, it's going to be tough for me to execute with, you know, full confidence. Right. And then I think the motivation, is it something that even intrigues me, or is it in my wheelhouse, or should someone else better doing that? So I think as we wrap up, I think, you know, intuition is find someone if you don't have a lot of it. That's what I had to do.
Sure.
You probably have some intuition, but you know, I don't have a lot of it. Oh boy, that didn't work, you know.
Right.
And then the next opportunity comes by. Is that like the other one? No, I don't think so. I think, oh yes, it was, you know. So having someone around me was important.
Sure.
Kind of to run it by and maybe even accept that God made them different in that space than I am. And that's okay, you know.
Yep.
So as we wrap up, what's a summary for you?
Well, listen, I just say the great way to help maybe with some of your intuition is to get either that verification or maybe that counterpoint view from an outside coaching service. So we would recommend that you check out maximizeleadership.com. Check out the coaching page there. We've got some coaches that could help you with that. We'd also love some feedback from you, whether it's on right here on this video, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you want to go to on X and reach out to us there. It's Maximize Podcast. Give us a little feedback. Say, hey, this part resonated with me. I learned something from here. I didn't understand this part very well. Or maybe you even want to share with us, how about an upcoming topic you could cover, something like this. So we'd love to get some feedback from you on that, just like we're hoping that you're getting feedback from people around you and able to implement that and make your craft better. We want to make our craft better here as well. So stay in touch with us. If you're not already, please subscribe on YouTube so that you get all of the content. You're notified of that as soon as we post it. We're sharing lots of full-length episodes, but some shorter clips as well. And poke around a little bit on Maximize Leadership. You can find some books and some other resources that we have for you. We want to help resource you so that you can be hitting home runs all the time and pass up a Hank Aaron on your whatever industry you're in. That's what we're here to do. When you get better as a leader, everybody around you is going to share in on those wins, and we're even going to share in that as well because everything else is improving. So stay tuned. Lots more great content coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.